And now, from spectacular Northwest Montana, the Valley Broadcast Network presents the Valley Broadcast News with your host, James White.
Hokus, I am indeed your host, James White. This is Valley Broadcast News, brought to you by Valley Broadcast Network. And we are coming to you live here from Kalispell, Montana. Got to get this camera positioned properly. I don't know if that's properly, but I think it is. Anyway, we appreciate you joining us here on this 26th day of April. I think I said May yesterday. last thing we need to do is, you know, speed things up, for crying out loud. It's already, you know, things are flying by fast enough, it seems. I got to pull this down here to make this look proper. There we go. Okay, we appreciate you joining us here, and it looks like it's going to be raining here, and we just got message on the way in here that it's going to be maybe snowing again on Tuesday, which is ridiculous, crying out loud. But, you know, that's Montana. Certainly, you know, the Rocky Mountain Range, you never know what's going to happen. And it wouldn't surprise me if it starts snowing again. It wouldn't surprise me if we got like 6 inches of snow. I mean, that's just how it is around here. I mean, not likely, but it could. It could happen. Nonetheless, it's still a great place to live, and we're delighted that the summertime is coming. That's for sure. I wanted to give a shout out to everybody in the chat rooms and people that are listening in and watching the broadcast. Ran into a listener yesterday named Jeff. Pretty cool dude. He watches the show every day, and I want to give him a shout out. It's nice to meet you, and I'm sure I will run into you again here. And thanks for listening. I appreciate that. He tunes in on the television, actually, portion of the broadcast over the antenna, which is pretty sweet. So thanks for looking in, Jeff, and thanks to everybody. Thanks to everyone for tuning into the show. If you want to watch the show live when we are live, you can go to flatheadtruth.com, and you can see that right up top there. Just go into there, and we have a caller coming in, and it's just all the 1111 number. I don't even know what that means. Not really sure who that is. If you're a caller, I don't really take callers. I can't see the numbers. It's probably one of those blocked calls. I'm sure it's probably fine, but I'm not really opening phones right now. So caller, if you're listening here, if you want to stay on the line, I might open the phone lines here a little later, and if I do, I'll certainly bring you on. Now they're gone. Okay. All right then. Well, maybe we won't. So if I do open the phones, though, which I might, I used to do phones all the time. I used to do call-ins every day. Sometimes I have the thing stacked up. There'd be 15, 18 calls in the queue, and I just could never even get around to all of them. I used to do that almost regularly. I just really don't do that much anymore, but I would like to do that again. I like to open up the phones and, you know, get into some healthy debate over things and have a back and forth on topics. And, you know, I'm open to other ideas and other viewpoints. Just be respectful, you know, and don't, unfortunately, some people don't really know how to be overall respectful, and they want to just, like, you know, be hateful and call you names and bash you, which, you know, that's an option. That's an option, but that's not really the best option. Okay, I get in text here during the show. Never fails. Always fails. If I just, you know, I could get so much more done if I just eliminated the phone out of my life. I know it's a necessary thing that we need. And I do because of what I do, of course, with all the different, you know, responsibilities and things that I'm trying to manage. It's imperative, of course, that I have a phone, but there's nothing that kills my productivity and keeping me from getting things done more than the phone. I mean, it's like I can't, like, operate without it, but it's challenging to operate with it, if you can dig what I'm saying, if you can smell what I'm stepping in. Nonetheless, I'm just whining. So I'll move on here to the news. Okay, we're going to pull up some Montana news. Of course, we try to cover Montana news as much as we can here first. Federal judge temporary blocks confusing Montana voter registration law. I haven't been tracking on this thing here, but we can certainly read the article. there's so much going on, how it's impossible to track everything, of course, as we know. Helena, Montana, a federal judge has temporarily blocked a Montana law that appeared to require people to cancel any previous voter registrations before signing up to vote in the state or risk facing felony charges. That sounds a little bit drastic. U.S. District Court Judge Brian Morris said Wednesday that he agreed with the plaintiffs, who argued the law was vague and overbroad and could cause people to decide not to register to vote for fear of being charged with a crime. The penalty includes fines of up to $5,000 and 18 months in prison. How would you like to be in that cell block? Hey, what are you in for? You know, armed robbery? How about you? You know, murder? How about you? Voter, I registered to vote. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't play very well, I don't think. I don't have the intimate specifics of this particular case. But if it indeed is true that it makes people think that if they're going to register to vote without canceling other voter registrations, I don't think people should be registering, of course, in multiple names, you know, same state. You know, I'm talking about, you know, of course, all fraud aside, as long as it's legitimate, someone's legitimately trying to register to vote, you know, and not vote in three or four different, you know, register in three or four different states or whatever. You know, if they're trying to do things by the book, you know, like above board, if you will, and they're going to face potential felony charges, yeah, it's not good. I mean, you know, that take that one to court? Why do you have to take that one to court even? I mean, why do you waste court time and attorney time and all that stuff? That should be pretty obvious, but, you know. The most obvious things seems to be the least followed these days because we're living in an inverted world. Everything's upside down. Nothing makes sense. And, a lot of us are just kind of, you know, it's like a roller coaster where the restraints, you know, that comes down over has come off. And people are just like hanging on the edge and just fly up and down over the hill and going, holy cow, I don't believe what's going on. I hope we don't fly off. I mean, that's what it seems like. I mean, nothing seems to make sense. We're not in like logic doesn't seem to run things these days. And you know, we've talked about that on the broadcast. I have. It's what you see is some of the results of, you know, feelings over facts. Everybody has feelings, of course. I have no problem with people having feelings. I mean, it's a natural human thing. People are always going to have feelings. You know, I'm not saying you shouldn't. That would be ridiculous. But you shouldn't allow the feelings, you know, your feelings, because we all have a variety of different feelings. None are the same. You shouldn't let that override, like, common sense. And that's what we've done. We've let feelings override facts and common sense and good judgment. And it's you see this as a result of what happens. I mean, we're just seeing the results of what we've allowed to happen. We're getting exactly what we deserve, frankly. Perfect example is, why haven't women stood up more and spoken out about the athletic competition, about the transgenders in the women's sports? Before I comment on it, and I've covered stories, of course, before, when it's outrageous, when they've just break Olympic records and just smash school records that have been in place for 100 years. I mean, you know, I cover it then. But ultimately, I think women should come out and speak out about it as a whole before I do. I mean, you know, sure, is it? I think it's not fair at all for someone to train their whole lives in some cases, and somebody come in, move in like that and destroy, smash records. I mean, it doesn't follow common sense. However, that being said, where's the outrage from the women's groups? And there are certain women that step out and, you know, comment on it and make it known that they're not happy with it. But collectively, I mean, women should just ban it. There's more women than men in the world. You know that, right? There's like 54 to 46 or something like that. I don't know what the actual percentage is, but it's pretty close. But there are more women than men in the world, apparently, if you believe the statistics. If they came together and say we're not putting up with it anymore, it would go away. Right? It would go away. And I think that's what women should do. And those that oppose it and think that transgender men should compete in women's sports, they should have their voice as well. There should be a debate. There should be an open debate, a debate about it where both sides have a chance to speak. And you know, I think the decision would be made, of course, that they should stay in their own lane. Men compete in men's sports. Women compete in women's sports. Why would you want to come in and just dominate women like that? I mean, it's like forcing a girl to like you, or, you know, if someone doesn't like you or want to date you, I mean, don't date me anymore. I've been married for a long time. But I mean, you know, back in the day, did you really want to, you know, date someone that didn't want to date you or go out? No, it's like, you know, if they don't want to date me, I'm not going to try to force myself on them, for crying out loud, right? Or whatever. But, and that's just, you know, most women don't want transgender men in sports, but they do it anyway. And it's like, they don't have like any shame. It's like, they don't care, but whatever. Like, again, that's not really it troubles me, but women should be speaking out more. Women's groups, again, should be getting together and talking against this before I do, before men do. You know, women, they're the ones that are being, frankly, they're the ones that are being, you know, harmed the most, potentially by this. So again, this debate rages on. It's not going to be solved on this broadcast, that's for sure. Who knows? Anyway, I don't even know how I got on that. What was it? That was the federal judge vote. All right, let's get back here to this, and we'll go to the next story. Montana will feel the effects of new EPA rules. On Thursday, the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, announced new guidelines to tighten regulations on fossil fuel-fired electric plants. The new EPA rule requires coal power plants to completely eliminate greenhouse gas emissions by 2039. NorthWestern Energy President and CEO Brian Bird says the EPA's decision will increase the cost of energy service and will jeopardize reliability. Now, the only reason that I really wanted to bring this story up, which of course is Montana-centric, but who voted for people in the EPA and the FDA and the, you name it, USDA? These people are unelected. They're unelected bureaucrats. No one voted for them. No one got a chance to vote on the person in charge of this, you know, these people that come out and lord over you, the EPA, and make rules. Remember, the states created the federal government. Remember, inverted world. We're in an inverted world. The states created the federal government, and now we've been overtaken by our own creation. It's like freaking Frankenstein. Did you ever see the movie Frankenstein? Yeah, I mean, there's similarities, essentially, you know, is what I want to say. So why is the EPA, you know, all these three-letter agencies that are just destroying, you know, in some cases, economies of local, of states, local economies in some counties and the restrictions they put on? We had this conversation yesterday with my guest about, I think Nevada has like 93% or something like that of the state is owned by, is managed by the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management. And you're not allowed on certain areas, and it's, you know, it's restricted, or if you hunt on there, you're going to spend 25 years in federal prison or, you know, reserve, things like that. Why? They don't have the authority to own property. They can hold it in trust temporarily, but they don't have, the federal government should not control and own essentially 93% of Nevada. This is not, they're not business to be landowners. This isn't their mandate. This isn't what they're constitutionally mandated to do. It's just another one more example of them overstepping what the original intent of the states to create the federal government was. It wasn't for them to lord over us and tell us we can't have gas stoves or pellet stoves or whatever the heck they're, you know, whatever lame brain idea they just came up with again now. Preposterous that we even have to listen to these folks. They're people are degenerates. They're malcontents. I mean, for crying out loud, there couldn't be a worse collection of scoundrels than our people are elected officials currently. They always seem to rise to the top, though, and be the ones in charge, because people like me and most of the people listening to this broadcast, you know, they're not willing to do anything to get to the top. They have morals. They have standards. They have, you know, a moral compass that operates. These people don't, majority of them. So here it is, our own Glacier Range Riders, who's just around the corner from the broadcast studio here, actually just up the road, probably 8 or 9 miles. Montana Minor League Baseball team in dispute with National Park Service over Arrowhead logo. Yeah, let's read it here. A minor league baseball team in Montana is calling out the U.S. Department of Interior for unwarranted and relentless trademark claims in a battle over the use of an Arrowhead logo. The Glacier Range Riders in Kalispell, Montana, members of the Major League Baseball Partner League, applied for several trademarks and logos for the team that began playing in 2022. The logos include a mountain goat wearing a park ranger hat, a bear riding in a red bus like the Glacier National Park Tour buses, and an arrowhead with the letters RR in it. The Interior Department opposes the use of the Arrowhead logo. The agency filed a protest with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office which rejected arguments that the baseball team's Arrowhead logo would be confused with the park services and create a false association between the two. That's your federal government for you right there, folks. National Park Service, another unelected agency that, you know, lords over folks. No one voted for these people. We're supposed to have the ability to have, you know, our voice heard about who represents us and certainly who lords over us. Wouldn't you think? What do you think? We'd have a say in that? Not today. Not in this world that we're living in. Not in this timeline. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back on the other side. I'm going to babble on some more. So if that's interesting, just stick around. If not, we'll see you after the break.
I'm Andy Stewart, here to tell you about Get More Tank. Get More Tank saves me $150 every month on gas. Get More Tank is a tablet with active ingredients that adds big mileage to every tank. I used to fill up our two cars every week. Not anymore. I'm getting about 50 miles more on every tank. Made in America, this formula is used by trucking companies and heavy industry. Now we're bringing it to you. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, lowers emissions, and I can feel improved engine performance every time I step on the gas. I use Get More Tank on my stalling leaf blower and boom, it works like new. Get More Tank works for cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, four-wheelers, mowers, and blowers. Hey, if you got an engine, then Get More Tank. A 5-pack on sale only at GetMoreTank.com for just $22.22 plus shipping. Use promo code GAS. Get 10% off. Save your money, save your engine, save the earth at GetMoreTank.com. EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, results vary.
June 6, 1944. It was on this day, D-Day, 80 years ago, the sound of boat engines roared. The sheer terror of our troops filled the air as they approached Normandy. These men fought and died to ensure freedom and eliminate tyranny. We must enter the battle for our nation, for our children, and for future generations. I entered the battle in 2012 when my firstborn son was murdered because he refused to compromise U.S. security with the Chinese Communist Party. My eyes were open to government corruption, and I became a mother on a mission to fight for truth and justice. My battle is a passion to fight for Montana and to make America great again. And this is why I am running for U.S. Congress. We must hold our government accountable. My name is Mary Todd. Vote for me on June 4th.
My name is Mary Todd, and I approve this message.
Okay, folks, thanks for hanging out with the break. I'm your host, James White. This is Valley Broadcast News, brought to you by Valley Broadcast Network. It is the 26th day of April, 2024, and we're coming to you live from Kalispell, Montana. If you want to watch the show live when we are live, anywhere that you have internet connection, just visit that website right up there, flatheadtruth.com, flatheadtruth.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you want to check the stream out, which I have a variety of different shows on, including I'm going to be broadcasting stuff from Frank Speech TV here. I have all the folders and the files, I should say, have access to the folder with the shows. I just we're waiting for a couple of things to be finalized, and then I'll be broadcasting some of those shows here on this television network. So I'll make those announcements when the time comes. I just didn't want to be premature in making those announcements until we actually get things fully finalized. But that is going to be great. And I want to give a shout out to Matt over at pilled.net, and check out pilled.net also. I broadcast on pilled.net live every one of the streaming places that I stream. They got a lot of great content on there, and they are making a move in the video hosting arena. So check them out over at pilled.net. And if you want to find this show out over there, just go there and search for Northwest Liberty News. I think it's NWLNEWS. I haven't really transitioned over on the video sites yet to Valley Broadcast News, because it's a process to do that, and I have to rebuild, you know, viewership and things like that when you put out a new feed or a new channel. So I don't know if I will or not. I mean, I just, you know, so busy doing so many other things, but regardless, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be the same content. It really doesn't matter how you view it. So if you want to find out how to view this on the stream and Roku and everything, just go to valleybroadcastnetwork.com and type on the, I think it's the show links is what it is, and that will give you links to all the different platforms. Okay, I got that stuff out of the way. You know, I was going to do that. I'm really not good at that. Those of you that have followed me for a long time realize that I haven't. I'm not really good at self promotion. That's not really a thing I'm really not good at. I really have to, you know, I really need to hire somebody to promote me, because I'm just so bad at doing that. I don't know why. I just don't like to draw, you know, the attention to myself. I like to draw it on, like, you know, the facts or the news, or especially, you know, I got that way when I did all that work with CPS for so many years, or a couple of years there, I should say. Seemed like so many years. I think it was only about, you know, 20 months, but it seemed like a lifetime working with CPS cases and child trafficking, and, you know, that's just, yeah. I'm going to actually be reaching out to another victim here, ritualistic sexual abuse, satanic ritualistic abuse victim. That I have her number, that I'm going to be giving her a call today, and probably having her on the show. It's a dark topic. It's a dark topic, and it's not good. It's not good what goes on, but it doesn't mean that we don't need to expose it. You know, it's painful, and sadly, the sad fact of the matter is that the United States is, you know, the biggest customers, the worst perpetrators of this, you know, of the activity that creates the market for that type of activity. You know, there's just a lot of sickos in this world, folks. Just a lot of sick, you know what's. I just don't know how it just went so wrong. I don't know if their parents just abused them or beat them down, or they got beat up in class, or you just wonder how come there's so many of these people that want to harm children around. What the heck? What the heck's going on? It's like there's lots of them. It's you wouldn't believe it. I mean, I've got all the files and the folders. I mean, just gigabytes and gigabytes of information on parents and the trafficking and the people involved. It's worse than you could ever imagine. Let's just put it that way. I hope you never have to find out. Why are there so many Americans that can't find a job even though they are desperate to be hired? That's a good question. I should really reach out back out to Michael Snyder. I've had him on my show several times when I was with the Liberty Brothers. And I have to reach back out to Michael because he's a good interview. But I just haven't had a chance to do that. I don't even know if I have his number still, probably. According to the absurd numbers that government feeds us, the unemployment rate is very low and there are lots of jobs available. If what they are telling us is true, why are so many Americans not able to find work? As you will see below, some people haven't been hired, even though they have literally applied for hundreds of jobs. Yeah, you see these things on TikTok. So you see two kinds of videos on TikTok. I don't watch really TikTok much. I see them if I'm on other social media platforms and people post TikTok videos. I'm not even sure if I have a TikTok account. I might. Maybe. So I don't really go much on TikTok. But there's two types of people that post. So I see them posting. People that are, you know, working four jobs and they can't make ends meet. And then people that can't find a job. But where's the happy medium? Why doesn't the person with four jobs give the other person a couple of jobs? I mean, I guess it probably would depend upon where you're at geographically. I know here in the Flathead Valley, what has happened is a lot of folks that have moved here, you know, are like work from home or own companies and things like that. And they don't really, you know, they don't do the jobs like the service jobs. There's one of the subways actually had to close down. And there's several subways. I don't know how many, but one of them had to close in Kalispell area because they just couldn't find employees. They were closed like two or three days a week sometimes. The pizza place, one of the pizza places, they would close, I think, on Monday and Tuesday because they couldn't find people to work. Unfortunately, a lot of folks that are moving out here, they already have companies or they're already, you know, they work from home, which a lot of people now with the scamdemic that occurred, a lot of folks work from home. And, you know, I thought I was running out of time there for a second. I'm like, what the heck's going on? I do have to take another commercial break real quick. And when I come back on the other side, we'll pick up this news and more. FlatheadTruth.com, ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com. I'm your host, James Light. I'll be back after these brief messages.
I'm Stacey Zinn. As your representative in Congress, I will fight to secure our border. Catch and release is for fish, not dangerous criminals and illegals. I'm not a politician, and it's time for a change. I have spent nearly 23 years fighting cartels and terrorists to keep America safe and free here and around the globe. Now I ask for your help to take my brand of unflinching, results-driven leadership to the United States Congress. I'm Stacey Zinn, and I approve this message.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Legacy and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
In the halls of justice, there's a game being played, a game of power, manipulation, and deception. For decades, we've been told that the Supreme Court has the final say, that their decisions are above reproach. But what if I told you it's all a lie? What if I told you that the concept of judicial supremacy is nothing but a confidence game? Join authors David Howard and James Rigby as they uncover the truth behind the Supreme Court confidence game. We'll reveal the hidden agendas, the backroom deals, and the shocking tactics used to maintain this illusion of judicial supremacy. With interviews from legal experts and historians, we'll explore the history of the Supreme Court and how it has evolved into a tool for those in power. But most importantly, we'll learn about those directly affected by the decisions of the Supreme Court, the ones who have been silenced and ignored in the name of judicial supremacy. Don't miss the Supreme Court Confidence Game, exclusively on the Valley Broadcast Network and Northwest Liberty News, because it's time to question the ultimate authority and expose the truth behind the lie of judicial supremacy. The game is about to be exposed. Are you ready?
Okay, folks, thanks for hanging on for the break. And if you've been going to patriotprepared.com, the site's looked a little bit funky. I finally had my guy Michael down in Polson repair that for me. So everything's working now well, and everything's updated, and it was just something happened. I don't know what happened. It was some sort of an auto update or something, and it just messed a whole lot of things up. But now it's all fixed. So check it out over at patriotprepared.com if you need, you know, storable food, camping equipment. There's a whole bunch of stuff over there, patriotprepared.com, and soon to be more. We'll be adding a whole bunch of more items over there if you're interested in that sort of thing. So just keep an eye out for that. And all the sales and everything that's directly, you know, supports this broadcast. And that's how I've been able to manage that, amongst other ways, how I've been able to manage to really stay broadcasting for so many years and not have to acquiesce to any corporate demands or no one tells me what to do, ever. No one tells me what I can report on. Never. And never, ever will. matter of fact, I won't go into it, but I just had a conversation with someone a couple of days ago asking me to change my format because it offended someone. And, of course, I didn't take too kindly to that. Needless to say, I do appreciate your support because I'm self-funded. I know corporate sponsors. I have no one telling me what to do. And you pay a price for that. You do, I have to say. I've been offered these things. Turn them down. I'm glad that I did. Now, in the long run, it's been more difficult. But I'm so glad that I took that route and self-funded myself, and along with, you know, supporters that I have here and locally that agree with what I'm doing. Anyway, I don't have anything I advertise on here. They never tell me what to do, what to say, and I would never put up with it ever. Never, ever. So I'm just not going to beat that dead horse, but just so you know. All right. Chipotle tells workers to preserve chicken supply as demand soars. What? Now, the reason I haven't had a chance to look into this too deeply, but I bet you with all the beef prices going to the moon, plus not to mention the fact how many of these places burned down. I think they just had to kill a whole bunch of chickens here last month, like loads of them, millions, or the month before. A surge in restaurant traffic boosted Chipotle Mexican Grill's first quarter earnings and revenue, topping the average estimate Wall Street analysts tracked by Bloomberg on Wednesday. Sales are higher by more than 5%. Wow, Chipotle, I don't even go to Chipotle. Maybe I should. Due to its sustained strong sales, we need our help to keep up with our guest demand for this popular protein option. So they're getting so many folks in eating Chipotle that they have to have their workers say, hey, you're going to have to eat Mexican pizzas, I guess. I don't know. I don't go to Chipotle. But nonetheless, this is probably a several things that's causing this. Other, I think, fast food chains are closing down. I think if you look at the list of closures for major chains of restaurant chains, some of them are, I think Red Lobster is one of them that had to file bankruptcy because of the unlimited shrimp debacle. And I'm sure the person that actually put that into place is probably fired by now. But it's just there's a narrowing list of choices for people to go. Now, some places like Olive Garden, for example, I don't think Olive Garden's ever going to go anywhere. I think Olive Garden's here to stay. You know, I don't even know if they've closed down many Olive Gardens. They just keep building those things. But here's the problem is, right, so in like an area like this that wants to expand, and they are expanding here in Kalispell and the surrounding areas are growing, continue to build out, you know, farther and farther north. The problem is these businesses that come in here, there's no workers. There's no one to work, people to work, but there's not enough of them. So the question is, how are they going to, is that why one of the reasons that that these people are flooding across the borders, are they going to eventually be the workers? You know, they don't call me in on those meetings. I don't know. Here's something that's pretty disturbing. Sniper spotted, and it even says disturbing video. I'm not going to play the video, but you can see him. You know, if you're looking at the image. Disturbing video, snipers spotted on Ohio and Indiana University roofs as pro-Palestine protests intensify. So, I mean, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. Is the state ever in a position to kill someone for protesting? I mean, it sounds like tyranny to me. I don't think that's a hard sell for folks. Anytime that you're in fear of being shot, you know, you don't put snipers on the roof if you don't perhaps, you know, realize that you may have to use them or use their talents, if you will. It's outrageous that, remember, this is the state. Regardless if you agree with the protesters, you know, yeah, you know, knuckleheads shouldn't be shutting down traffic and closing, you know, and people are trying to commute and get to work and, you know, they shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. But if they go to, you know, a publicly funded institution, which, what, 99% of the colleges are, and they want to peacefully protest, isn't that what colleges are, you know, apparently, isn't that one of the benefits or one of the features of college life is you'd be able to express yourself and have, you know, diversity of beliefs and share different ideas with folks. And, you know, isn't that really kind of one of the lures of going to college? I mean, you've heard that in the brochure, haven't you? It's been in the brochures, I'm sure, of many colleges. Nope. There's certain things you can't do. Or you get beat down. Did you see this woman that got thrown down by the police, this professor, this video? She gets thrown down and like hog-tied. She's like a 65, maybe, 60 or 70 professor. Just thrown down by the cops. Did you see that? Thrown down face down and handcuffed. You're like, well, she deserved it. She was out to protest. Listen, you people don't understand. They're a mile wide and an inch deep. Don't you understand that these same guns, these same goons with guns that are taking these folks down that you're cheering on, do you know that those same guns are going to be turned towards you next? They're going to be turned towards you next. Have a little bit of sense of history, would you? This is you. These people are you. They're getting thrown down on the ground and getting jackbooted and getting hogtied. That is you. That's us. That's you next. And maybe not you today, but that's you tomorrow. You think, okay, well, my people are in charge right now, so it's going to be, what if they're not? What if they're not? Again, people are a mile wide and an inch deep. They have no perception of future events or consequences. I don't even know how to say it, how to put it. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous that people can't think past their nose sometimes. We don't want police and any state police cracking down on protesters ever and using force and driving them into the ground with their knees in the back and their back and hog tying them and carrying them out. Just because you don't agree with what they say doesn't mean that they deserve to be treated like cattle. This shouldn't even have to be an argument about this. You should stand in solidarity with other folks that are protesting, because you're going to be next. I don't understand why people just don't get that. It just, it slays me. I have people in the chat room here. Hello, everyone in the chat room. Maven, Subpack Vet, thanks for joining. A little ranty today. If you want to chat, you can just go right into the Rumble channel. Just go to flatheadtruth.com, sign into Rumble and chat there. You can go to pilled.net and chat there as well. Just I don't always see all the screens because there's several of them. But if I catch you, I will make note of you being there if I can see it. But I have to see it. So that's why I flip between screens once in a while and I seem distracted. It's because I'm paying attention. I'm trying to anyway. All right, Colonel Douglas McGregor, which I have a lot of respect for if you've ever listened to him. Colonel Douglas McGregor torches Trump over support for a bill funding wars in Ukraine and Israel. Yeah, what's going on with that? I mean, you know, most people that are, I would think, patriots or consider themselves MAGA would be against funding any more funding for any more foreign stuff. And you see what's happening in this country. Things are falling apart in America. Literally. Like, literally, things are falling apart. I mean, socially, culturally, you know, physically, in every area. we're crumbling. We're falling apart. And we just can't stop sending money over to foreign countries fast enough, for crying out loud. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Ukraine, Israel, Moldavia. You know, it doesn't matter. We should let's take care of everything here first. When everything here is solved and all of our homelessness is solved and all of our vets that are living outside in the cold year-round, you know, are solved, and all of our meth-stricken drug problems and the homelessness and the families that are, you know, when we have all of those, you know, children not having enough to eat, when we have all of those things, not that I'm for government, again, being the big daddy and solving all the issues. That's a bad road to go down. We know this. But again, if we're in the phase right now of inverted world where government's paying for pretty much everything, give the money to the people here rather than send it over to other countries and supporting people there. Now, we can do this without the government being involved like we used to when communities were close together, churches were the center of it, or other institutions where people came together and you supported each other in the community, right? Before the federal government became this, you know, monolithic beast that just is in everybody's life in every single state. Wasn't always that way. Wasn't always that way. We either need to go, we're going to be forced practically to go back to that way, as I've talked about before, and not just me. Centralized government has failed. It's failed. It's failed. It's a failed experiment. It's not going to work. It's not working. It hasn't worked. It's never going to work. It's never going to work. Not currently. Like not how it is right now. Way too much corruption. Way too much. I mean, it's just not going to work right now. Central guys government. Man, there's a chance in the future for it to work. You know, who knows? But we've tried it for a long time and it's failed. Let's go back to local control over government. Local. That seems to be the key word that we need to say and we need to be talking about. Local. Again, we don't need to be focusing on what's going on in Washington, D.C. One-tenth of as much as we need to focus on your sheriff and your county commissioners, right, and the mayor of your town. And people travel for hundreds of miles to see Trump or whoever else, mostly, or his surrogates. People travel hundreds of miles to hear them talk, right? But they won't travel a mile and a half to go to the city council meeting to stand up to the freaking tyranny that's going on in their own local town. Does it make sense to you, folks? Does that make sense to you? Because it doesn't make sense to me. Travel hundreds of miles to support someone that's 2,500 miles away from where you live, and you won't even go to the school board meeting that's at the school board, but you can probably walk to most people won't even go to the school board meeting, but they'll travel hundreds of miles. What's going on? What's wrong? What's wrong? Are we all that? Have we all been that dumbed down? I mean, is it really that bad? I know it's bad. Is it that bad? Is it that bad that we can't see the peril that's right in front of us? We can't see it. It's just, I didn't really plan on rant today. I don't know. I never do. I guess it just happens. Subpack Vet, yeah, community is the answer to nearly all of this country's problems. It is true. It is true. What has the federal government ever done anything that's really benefited you? I mean, seriously, that hasn't come with a price. They're going to give everybody free cell phones. Wow. Great. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah, okay, we're going to track you, of course, and we're going to, we're going to mine all your data and then sell it to companies. So, I mean, this is just, it's a grift. You understand? Everything, almost everything has turned into one big grift because everybody wants theirs. I want mine. I don't really care who gets hurt. I don't really care who loses their job or what company. I want mine. It's my turn for me to get mine. So I'm going to grift my way to the top. That's what a lot of these people do. Some of these fools here that have these big, and I'm not going to throw people on the bus, and I don't really do those kind of shows. But some of these fools, they just go with whoever pays them. They don't have any conviction about what they're reporting on. No, it's just whatever talking point their puppeteers give them for the day to talk about. That's why you see a lot of these people, even in the alternative media, apparently, these patriots in the alternative media, that's why a lot of them cover the same topics and they all circle jerk each other on their own shows. And you see them all guests on their own shows and it's on this show this day and this person's on that. And it's like, a whole big group of them, they're always just on each other's show, passing the same type of narrative in the same line because they're controlled, because they have puppet masters. See, they took the payoff. They took the money. They took it. They took it. And that's what happens. Walk in Truth, order Get More Tank subscription for both my cars. Excellent, Walk in Truth. I think you're going to be happy. I was just, as a matter of fact, this morning, funny, since you're talking about Get More Tank, I actually this morning had to make a pass around a car, and I hit the gas, bam, and my engine just took off. It never used to take off. My car never used to take off like that until I started using that Get More Tank. And, man, I got to say, I think you saw the ad that I ran. The stuff works. As a matter of fact, speaking of ads, I got to run one more final commercial break, and then come back on the other side. We'll talk about some final things, and then we will end the broadcast. I have people come into the office here, so I like to stay around for an hour and a half and do a 90-minute broadcast and take calls the last half an hour. That's my goal, going to reach that eventually. I'm just not ready to do that yet. Just so much going on. It's political season, and it's just crazy busy. Okay, I'll be back after these brief messages.
Something is not right. Everything seems upside down. Good is called evil, and evil is called good. We've strayed from the vision of our founding fathers. Did you know the Federal Reserve isn't federal? Did you know that there's only two genders? Did you know that all lives matter? Did you know that history is being rewritten and there's an agenda to confuse our kids? Did you know that there's an elite organization pushing for a one-world government whose mantra is, you will own nothing and be happy? Did you know that January 6th was not an insurrection and that Christian extremists are not terrorists? Our nation is broken, but with God's help and by working together, we can fix it. My name is Mary Todd. Please vote for me on June 4th.
In the halls of justice, there's a game being played, a game of power, manipulation, and deception. For decades, we've been told that the Supreme Court has the final say, that their decisions are above reproach. But what if I told you it's all a lie? What if I told you that the concept of judicial supremacy is nothing but a confidence game? Join authors David Howard and James Rigby as they uncover the truth behind the Supreme Court confidence game. We'll reveal the hidden agendas, the backroom deals, and the shocking tactics used to maintain this illusion of judicial supremacy.
With interviews from legal experts and historians, we'll explore the history of the Supreme Court and how it has evolved into a tool for those in power. But most importantly, we'll learn about those directly affected by the decisions of the Supreme Court, the ones who have been silenced and ignored in the name of judicial supremacy. Don't miss the Supreme Court Confidence Game, exclusively on the Valley Broadcast Network and Northwest Liberty News, because it's time to question the ultimate authority and expose the truth behind the lie of judicial supremacy. The game is about to be exposed. Are you ready?
Okay, folks, thanks for hanging out for the break, and I just want to answer some comments here. There's some people chatting about the Get More Tank. Yes, indeed, it does work. It is actually designed for diesels, and it's been in, and they used it for 40 years in, you know, industrial use, the giant earth movers. You've seen the ones that are like five times bigger than the house you live in, and those huge earth movers and those giant dump trucks that just move just massive amounts of earth and everything. They were used in that industry for 40 years, and it was a liquid. And they squirted that liquid into the gas tanks of these diesel engines. And it, you know, it improved all the stuff that it says it does. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to get it into the consumer market. So they made them into these tabs. And I don't have any in here, but there's small tabs like the size of like a Tums or something. And you just put it right in your gas tank. So yeah, it works for diesels even better, as a matter of fact. And what I'm telling you that I'm skipping a whole, it's like $65 to fill my tank up. I'm skipping a whole trip to the gas station every month. No joke. I was, you know, I'll be honest. I was like, you know, skeptical. You know, I mean, Andy Stewart, who's the founder of the company, is a great guy. Had him on my show here. That being said, you know, you're like skeptical on things. Well, you know, I've heard this before. I get these additives. You buy the stuff. You pour the stuff in the gas, you know, at the gas station. Is it really helping? No doubt about it. This stuff works. So anyway, I'm not going to belabor that point. Nonetheless, let's go over here and finish the last couple of articles here. And I don't think I'm going to get through them all today because I've just been yapping my jaws uncontrollably here for the last hour. All right. Exclusive. And I mean, this, how does this surprise anybody? I mean, this, of course, is just, I mean, but you know, they need to be, here's the problem. And before I read this, here's the problem. They just let bankers get away with laundering money, committing crimes. I mean, was it Citibank? I think it was Citibank several years ago. They got caught laundering $400 and something million of drug cartel money. And what they do, they paid like a $2 or $3 million fine. I mean, that's the reason that you see stories that we're about to read here is because no one's ever gets thrown in jail. If they perp walk some of these CEOs of the bank, you know, in an orange jumpsuit out to court and thrown them in jail for 150 years like they belong, you do that half a dozen times, this crap stops. They don't do it anymore. But nope, there's no justice phase. No one ever gets in trouble for doing anything. They get promoted. That's the problem. Exclusive. How will these 13 banks may have worked with the feds to spy on transactions of hundreds of pro-gun and religious Trump supporters after January 6th without warrants? What do you know? What a surprise. What a surprise. Another unelected three-letter agencies, in this case with guns, violates your rights as a normal course of practice. This isn't a mistake. It's like, oh, they accidentally uncovered this stuff. Well, someone's going to get fired because somebody hit the wrong button on the computer. No, this is an orchestrated, controlled operation, right? The FBI needs to be disbanded. They're criminals. That's one of the things that I believe I'm going to be prompting the many legislators that I've had on this broadcast and that I know to put forth legislation to get the FBI removed from Montana. They've already determined that they're a criminal organization. This is not in dispute. Why are they operating in Montana? But because you know what's going to happen if that legislation becomes close to passing? False flag city, baby. That's what will happen in Montana. They'll do false flags. They'll do false flags until we bend down to the knee and say, please come back, FBI. Please. We can't handle all the false flag attacks, the bombings and everything. That's what will happen to any state that tries to get the FBI kicked out. That's what will happen. They'll activate their supercell bombing cells at that. And you think, well, come on, the FBI is going to go look at 1993, Bashar Salam. That apparently the 1993 World Trade Center bomber. I've talked about this guy before, Rashad Salam. He was going to be the patsy, right? He was going to be the patsy for the whole thing until he figured it out and started recording the FBI and ended up coming into court with like a stack of papers that high of all the recordings of the FBI trying to set him up. You never heard about Rashad Salam again, did you? Can't even find him on a search. They pigeonhole that. They pigeonhole that because they got caught. That's why. Because they're crooks. They're crooks. The legislators in Montana need to pass legislation to end the FBI in Montana. Kick them out. That's all I got time for today, folks. Thanks for looking in. ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com. ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com. FlatheadTruth.com. Have a good weekend. Look forward to seeing you on Monday. Till then, this is James White for Valley Broadcast Network. Saying bye now.